I guess I'd describe it as a winner-stays-on playoffs. The two teams at the bottom of the playoff zone play each other. The winner of that match advances to play the next team up, and the winner of that match plays the next team up. So the team that only just missed out on automatic promotion would only have to win one game to get promoted, whereas if they finished further down, they'd have to win two or three games.
Do you know what?
To
be fair, Elliot, and as far as Mance is concerned, I can't even spell Elliot, but Caroline told us a little bit. She wouldn't tell us how it was set up. She told us what the idea was. And me and Willie have absolutely hammered you without hearing it. We've gone, rubbish, can't be done, da 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 da. And I have to tell you, I think it's a brilliant idea.
See, Elliot, these are two footballing brains, we would hope, in the studio. So if they agree with it.
What do you think?
100%, yeah, I like it. I do like it.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, superb.
It's a brilliant idea.
Darren, have you got a view on it?
Really good idea, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
What's your surname, Elliot?
Line.
Can I sign you up?
L-I-N-E.
Elliot, why do you think the current system is incredibly unfair?
I used the example in my article of last season's Conference North, where Fleetwood finished more than 20 points ahead of Droylsden, yep. But were on equal footing when it came to the playoffs. And it just seems to me that teams can get promoted when they're not actually good enough to be promoted, and that's not a very good situation. I agree that playoffs in some form are a good idea because it gives teams something to aim for. That if a team's not quite good enough to get in the top two, they can still hope for working their way through the playoffs. But the current system is a little unfair, I think.